You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This will be the most incredible flag football showcase ever. It's really going to be a global competition like we've never seen before. And my real training starts now, and I can't wait to take the field next March. I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alalshikh.
Nailed it.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ah, what a beautiful day in Boston sports. WEEI Afternoons here to talk about old friend Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they just won't go away. We have to talk about them. They literally make national and international news. It's not like we're stuck living in the past. I want to talk about Drake May. I want to talk about Drake May coming off his greatest game as a Patriots quarterback, but the big old statue looking over his shoulder, the live version of that, won't let me, because yesterday, Schefter was involved, Fitzy, Tom Brady's involved. Oh, we're announcing that Tom Brady is coming out of retirement, sort of, to play flag football in the Middle East for Saudi Arabia, and he's bringing Saquon Barkley and a bunch of others with him, and he's fumbling and bumbling the introduction of the guy he's introducing that's probably paying. Yeah, have another Joe Namath. You weren't quite ready there.
How come Brady can't say excellency? And also, the fact that Brady is there introducing Turki Alalshikh as His Excellency, and the guy's there with the turban and the shades. Like, Andy, did you think for a second you were
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, no, you're watching.
Brady's hosting Saturday Night Live again with this guy?
You're watching a skit?
Yeah.
Or if Brady held up a sign that said, "Psych, I lost my fantasy football league last year," or that was AI generated. No joke.
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alalshikh.
As a talk radio host who occasionally gets mocked by his co-hosts and his producers for bumbling a word, maybe going into a break, it's nice that Tom Brady had like five words to say and he bumbled one of them, and he was probably getting paid tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to introduce it.
Good. You know what?
Flawed like all of us.
What Tom Brady finally needed was a paycheck in the 7, 8, and 9 digit range. I gotta ask, honestly, okay, once we push past the comedic shock value of what you saw last night in the big, he's unretiring introduction.
I hate it.
With every aggregator, every quote insider just lapping it up and promoting it for the sake of clicks and activation and maybe a couple of bucks themselves. Did you not feel like you maybe, like, somewhere between like you wanted to take a shower or you were angry or both after that whole dog and pony
the shower show? Part, definitely. Like, no truer words. So we heard Jones and Keefe earlier in the crossover talking about how WWE went to Saudi Arabia a few years ago, and it involved an iconic match that was hideous between two aging supposed stars in Goldberg and Taker. It was embarrassing. But Million Dollar Man, decades ago, said everybody's got a price. Uh-huh. No truer word has ever been said now. Like, we've learned that with Saudi Arabian money, various funds, and what we've learned from LIV Golf and all these things. We can all have
crypto.
Crypto.
Is this an FTX? Like, is this an FTX scam?
So
is
there's
penance for that.
There's part of me that just gets it. Like, yeah, Andy, you wouldn't turn it down either. If you saw the commas that are involved in these things and how little they have to do, all they got to sell is their soul. All you got to sell is your sports soul, just a little bit.
Haven't you always wanted like a hot tub, a plunge pool, maybe a robot made like in Rocky IV?
Yeah, sometimes you got to just kind of turn the other cheek and hold out your hand and accept the money, I guess, because that's what this feels like. The one thing I will say, Stiz and I were talking about this off air. Does Tom Brady need money? He's an owner of an NFL team. He makes $37 million talking about NFL teams. He still has the Tupperware party that is TB12.
And we have the Tupperware party. Nice one.
Thank you. It's a dated New England reference. I thought you'd like it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, if you had been like, he still has the Avon party. He still has the Mary Kay pink Cadillac that is TB12.
Pampered chef.
whatever you want to call it.
Wait, what's the, whatever. The Cutco knives that is TV 12?
Whatever pyramid scheme you want.
Right. But the guy's worth at least $500 million. No, no. So he doesn't need to be going to Riyadh in what you put as, or rather we should all now clearly announce as, the liveification of flag football. I have to ask this question. If this is involving Fox Sports, if this is involving fanatics, Michael Rubin, who just seems a little shadier by the day to me, and I'm sure I'm cutting myself out of any future Michael Rubin fanatics.
Yeah, that was Fitzy events. That said that.
I
Mr. Rubin, you need any reads, you know your man. Yeah, I got a price.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much do those jerseys cost I buy from that site?
Honest to God. Why isn't this domestic? Why isn't this here?
Because the money is there, and the, I believe the term, Stiz will correct me because he watches a lot of the news networks. This is called sports washing. Isn't that what we learned during Live? The sports washing of the world and the Middle East and these countries and
WWE
sort of distracting us. Yeah. Absolutely. And
well, I mean, to be fair, like Saudi Arabia, they're starting to become, you know, with places like Dubai and other places, they're becoming more and more westernized.
Sure.
And they, American culture, sports is very, very popular.
Sure.
And they have the money to say, hey, WWE, how about you bring Undertaker here? Hey, NFL, how about you bring Tom Brady here? So, you know, unfortunately,
well,
this
the
is
NFL isn't bringing
not the
Tom
NFL
Brady.
With just Tom Brady in this.
Let's
one,
make
in
that
this
differentiation,
case.
And that's one thing I want to note here. There are active NFL players. I think the best player in football, Saquon Barkley, is going over there with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's
Brock
own
Bowers
players,
going.
Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, going over there with Tom Brady. I think one thing that annoyed me, forget the money, forget a lot of the, you know, oil money, blood money, the various things people like to throw around out there, is it also feels like it's undercutting the Olympics. He just said this will be the greatest flag football tournament ever seen, round robin, this and that. Like,
is that, Andy, is that him admitting Rajon Rondo is going to beat him out for the QB job in 2028?
So, like, is his intention to promote football or just make money, I guess would be my question. Because if your intention was to promote football, I think you'd be more involved with the Olympics and promoting the Olympic team and doing some of those things.
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alashik.
Maybe that's his out. Maybe it's another crazy like a Fox Tom Brady. I never called him His Excellency. I never said the word. You can go back and listen. I stumbled all over it. I never actually called him that. But the issue here is, and this comes in conjunction with, this isn't the only Tom Brady in the news in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, no.
Nope.
It isn't.
Because last night, during Monday Night Football Part 2, he showed up in the coach's box for the Las Vegas Raiders. Suit and tie on, which I don't know why, but really annoyed me. Almost as much as his appearance in the box was his attire while in the box.
Yeah, I haven't been able to diagnose this one yet, Fitzy. Why Andy's so upset about the fact that he was wearing a suit.
Well, I mean, I will say that I used to love when coaches wore suits on the sideline. Like, I loved when Mike Nolan was the head coach of the Niners in the mid-2010s, and he would, to honor his dad, would wear a suit on the sideline. There was something gentlemanly, spiffy, and dignified about that, you know. Like,
but why is Brady wearing a tie?
Wear wool suits at the old ball game.
Okay,
I love that. But like, Brady, throw on a tracksuit, get comfy.
Al Davis, you own the Raiders, who are famous for their owner wearing a tracksuit. Literally, it is the perfect organization and opportunity to wear a tracksuit up to the box.
Maybe.
And I've actually seen him in it in some of these clips and photos from Raiders practices. He's kind of donned an Al Davis-like look for some of those, but last night, I don't know who he was trying to impress as the owner attire, because Robert Kraft obviously wears a suit. Like, that's how he looks as an owner. In his own luxury box, not in the coach's box, next to coaches and scouts and people who are doing actual football. This whole blurred line, I know the woman in Indy is getting kind of crapped all over for being on the sideline taking notes.
Carly Ursay.
Yeah, and you know, there's part of me that understands, if you run a multi-billion dollar organization, you probably want to know what the hell's going on an
intimate
basis.
Hard to argue with the results thus far, Andy. I mean, Indiana Jones and the Colts look pretty good so far.
So far. We'll check in on that. I know overreaction Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and every day in the NFL is a real issue these days in New England and elsewhere.
Sure
but
enough.
The line is being blurred, I guess, between owners and what their role is, and they don't just sit in luxury boxes anymore. But Tom Brady is sitting in a coach's booth, okay, observing, you might say. He also has a headset on, so could be interacting any way he wants, which clearly is a conflict of interest with his many, one of his many daytime jobs, which is Fox analyst, which he still, I watched on Sunday, still don't think he's very good. Still don't think they're getting return on that investment. At
Justice for Greg Olson.
Yes, Greg Olson. No, hashtag Greg Olson better. Eddie's. Hashtag Olson better, and hashtag Olson stays out of the coach's booth and the boxes and all those things.
That's a very catchy hashtag.
He just does his job. But we have Tom Brady wanting to be everyone, to anyone who'll pay him and make money and this whole. And I do think, Fitzy, big picture, lay down on the couch for a minute, Tom Brady, I do think he's trying to fill the void in his life that we've talked about, that he's unfulfilled. There's a football void and there's a family void, and he's filling those voids with basically paid appearances, whether it's on Fox, whether it's in Saudi Arabia, whether it's for Fanatics. That's how he fills the void in his life. And I do think as a Patriots fan, you can correct me, Fitzy, you are Mr. Patriot Nation. You stand on the wall with your brethren and all those things. This is off-putting, correct?
There can't be a single Patriots fan that is turned on by this, that is behind this, that from the Fox commentary to the Raiders ownership to that clip of him in the white Al Davis satin jacket in the tunnels of some stadium in the preseason, all the way to announcing that he's going to be doing flag football in the Middle East next year. I don't think you can get behind it. There'll be some Andy that'll hop on the wall, that'll pull out their TB12 jerseys in various colors, and they'll defend it saying, he's doing nothing wrong. You know, he's a capitalist. He's okay. He's earned it. He's deserved it. You know, don't ever speak ill of the man who brought so much joy to the region for two decades. No one is besmirching what the man did. We're just questioning and or feeling kind of weird by what he's doing now.
100%. And it's a lot of it. And I get back to Bill Belichick. He was a great coach for the New England Patriots, took them to 9 Super Bowls, won 6 of them, you know, was knocking on the door of the all-time wins record. But he's doing things now in the present that are a little awkward, uncomfortable, unbecoming to his legacy, different things. And I think both guys, it's sad. Like, if you ever could have envisioned how it could have ended for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the greatest duo in the history, not of football, arguably the greatest duo in the history of sports, team sports.
Yep.
And you envisioned all these ways it could end perfectly, okay, meh, or not great. It's well below the not great now. They had a divorce. They hated each other. They hate the owner. They all hate everybody in this love triangle. And now they're all doing weird things that are worse than we... Couldn't they have just kind of gone off into the sunset, had 3 statues, we loved you, you love me, we all are going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and then die eventually and don't kind of ruin everything we always had. Dan Ball.
Why couldn't both of them just do what every other great former football coach or player does? Stick with TV.
Right.
If Brady was just on Fox and Belichick just stayed with the ESPN stuff, weekly appearances on McAfee, wouldn't we be talking about both of them a lot differently than we are
how
today?
How good was Dan Ball, and how good was Belichick? I was thinking back to when he was on the Pat McAfee Draft Night show back in 2024, and the way that he broke down Drake May and said he's the quarterback that's going to need the most work out of the 6 coming out in this rookie class. Like, he was tremendous. All that insight that he shared across all those different platforms and disciplines with, Underdog and InstaFace and then ESPN, that was great. Brady wants to be an announcer. That's fine as well. Robert Kraft should just joyfully continue owning his football team that he would like to see return to the playoffs, but he knew so much playoffs for such a long time, I would think there would be an extra measure of grace. And if they needed to do something else, Andy, they could sell, special guy pills or testosterone, but, you know, they could advertise for Northeast Men's Clinic or something like that.
That's what Jimmy Johnson did. Remember, he used to sell something like that.
Hey, it's Bill Belichick. Jordan loves it, and you will too.
I actually would enjoy that. I wouldn't.
She loves the fact that it doesn't take 4 hours.
I'd be fine for that. So a little update in terms of the Tom Brady, owner of the Raiders, being in the coach's booth, conflict of interest thing from our friend Adam Schefter, who we will talk to tomorrow, 3:45 from Fenway Park in his regular slot. Adam Schefter, who was also a part of the announcement from Tom Brady and announcing that he was sort of coming out of retirement and sort of promoting Fanatics.
This dog just getting walked in whatever direction is convenient to the league and the players.
So Adam Schefter tweets about an hour ago, NFL announced today that Tom Brady, a minority owner with the Raiders and broadcaster for Fox, is, quote, prohibited from going to a team facility for practices or production meetings, unquote, but he is still allowed to sit in the coach's booth per a league source. So he is being removed from the production meetings and his opportunities to what some people jumped to immediately was glean information, right? Acquire information during his work at Fox to bring back to Chip Kelly, who now we have reports that he meets with 2 to 3 times a week to go over the game plan and the offense and everything they're doing.
Boy, talk about a helicopter parent.
Yeah. I wonder how Chip Kelly feels about that. I wonder if Chip Kelly enjoys that. Remember, Chip Kelly jumped ship on Ohio State because he had to deal with NIL and all of that crap. Well, now he has to deal with TB12 and all of this crap and him looking over his shoulder and not being trusted to put together a game plan. But Tom Brady, we know for sure now, apparently will no longer have the conflict of interest that is visiting practice and having production meetings. But Tom Brady continues to just have I don't want to be overly critical. It's just all weird. It's just all weird.
That's the lead, I think, right here. That's everyone's key takeaway. Part of it feels kind of gross. Part of it feels a little like
icky,
you know. I mean,
cringy.
It's
what the kids say.
It's cringe. That's the cringe factor here to a lot of people, I think, is pretty high. Now, Stiz does have a point that if this was Brady being a trailblazer to Riyadh in the Middle East a couple of years ago, right around the time LIV was forming as a counter league or, you know, riding sidecar to the PGA, it would be a little bit different. But because there have been so many different owners domestically buying overseas, and now obviously Middle Eastern owners buying into things like EPL, you know that there are probably several different sheikhs or consortiums of money in the Middle East that want to buy NFL teams, NBA teams. Who doesn't love a little splash of OJs in the afternoon?
That's
like
what
that?
It's all about, boys.
That's right, baby.
Money!
It's gross. It just feels it like you would think Tom Brady, Andy, as the ultimate competitor, as Mr. LFG himself, would be beyond the money and would be more about integrity of the game. I thought the pregame speech, it's about honor. It's about respect. It's about your families. No, it's about $500 million.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever expected him to be above or beyond the money because a lot of these greats aren't. Is Michael Jordan above or beyond the money? No. Jordan Brand
gambles half of it
bought
away.
A team.
Like Republicans buy shoes too.
Yeah, Republicans buy shoes too. Tiger Woods admitted he wanted to be all about the money. LeBron James is all about the money. And sometimes that leads you down a road of, and we've seen this with Jaylen Brown and his criticism of Nike and LeBron as a Nike guy and how that's all tied together. Sometimes you need to bend your morals a bit to make as much money as possible. Yes, Stiz.
And honestly, I brought up crypto a few minutes ago, but we've seen this playbook with Tom Brady before, taking bags of cash. He got in trouble with the crypto thing. A lot of people got in
and
trouble
NFTs
with that.
And NFTs too, I think. Stuff.
NFTs,
well, but the crypto thing, especially like, was it Sam Bankman-Fried,
yeah.
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried. That dude's in jail for a long time. There were people that wanted to, I believe there actually was a class action suit that was forming against like Brady and Giselle and Larry David
100%.
And anyone that took money from Sam Bankman-Fried because they feel like they were misled. A lot of people lost money off of that. Look, you know how important flag football is to me, how much I talk about it, how much I romance it, and what a great game I think it is. And it's awesome that it's going to be in the Olympics in 3 years. Do it domestically, for God's sakes. I don't understand why he's doing it overseas just for some extra money.
Because that's where the money is. The biggest money. No one wants to hear this, but the owners are doing the same. Well, he is an owner. So they're all taking these 10% investments from these, what do they call, wealth funds from the Middle East. They're all either doing it already, looking into doing it, seeing how they can do it. Oh, wait, I can sell something. They don't have a say in my organization, but they pay me a boatload of money well above the current rate for my team. They're all making it hand over fist. Stiz, you were right. It's all about the money. Money. Follow the money.
And it's, if you really go down the rabbit hole and follow that money coming from over there, oof.
And
dirty.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think you don't listen. Do not ask. Excuse me, sir. How are the sausages made?
Yeah, you don't want to know. You just want to eat them. Just get drunk and then eat them outside of Fenway Park, as every great baseball fan does. 617-779-7937. Are you annoyed? Concerned? Do you want Tom Brady to go away, as one texter said? Is it icky? Is it dirty? Is it yucky what Tom Brady is doing? Or do you just remember the great player with the great statue down at Gillette Stadium? Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is a Tuesday. It's NFL season. That means Mark Schlereth will join us. We'll get a perspective from a guy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
In the trenches on all these quarterback injuries. Also, how's he feeling about that bang the over on 8.5 wins for the Patriots? Got to be feeling a little bit more up this week. We're going to talk to Mark Schlereth next here. His Brady excellency. Does it, I do it, His Excellency, the whole thing. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency, Turkey Olive Sheikh.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.